Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Instant Mood Fix Emergency Remedies to Beat Anxiety. Panic or Stress by Olivia Rimes is a concise self-help and mental health guide built around rapid, practical responses to difficult emotional states. Rimes, a University of Cambridge mental health researcher, presents the book as an accessible reference for moments when anxiety, panic, stress, procrastination, loneliness, rejection, or low mood interfere with daily functioning. Its central purpose is not to provide a full clinical program or replace therapy, but to offer 50 simple, science-informed strategies that readers can use immediately when they feel overwhelmed or stuck. The book belongs to the growing category of evidence-based popular psychology, but its format is deliberately brief and situation-oriented. Rather than asking readers to commit to a long sequence of exercises, it encourages dipping in as needed. Its practical emphasis is on regaining a sense of control, interrupting unhelpful patterns, and taking manageable action despite emotional discomfort. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, rapid emotional intervention as the organizing principle. The defining feature of the Instant Mood Fix is its focus on immediate, usable remedies rather than extended theory. The book is organized around the idea that anxiety, panic, stress, and low mood often become most damaging when they interrupt ordinary decision-making and action. In those moments, readers may not have the attention or energy for a complex therapeutic model, so Rimes offers short interventions that can be applied quickly. This makes the book closer to an emotional first aid manual than a comprehensive psychology text. Its value lies in translating research-informed ideas into small behavioral or cognitive shifts that can be used under pressure. The approach assumes that a quick change in attention, action, or interpretation can reduce the intensity of a mood enough to restore functioning. This does not mean the book treats deeper mental health conditions as simple problems. Rather, it positions quick remedies as stabilizing tools that help readers move from emotional paralysis toward a more manageable state. Action despite fear as a response to avoidance and procrastination. A major theme associated with Rimes' work is the movement from mood-directed action to goal-directed action. When people feel anxious, discouraged, or overwhelmed, their behavior can become organized around the wish to escape discomfort. That can lead to avoidance, procrastination, or complete inaction, which may briefly reduce pressure but often strengthens the original problem. The Instant Mood Fix addresses this loop by encouraging small steps that are connected to goals rather than feelings. The point is not to deny fear or negative thoughts, but to reduce their authority over behavior. This is especially relevant for readers who know what they need to do yet feel unable to begin. By emphasizing manageable action, the book treats motivation as something that can follow behavior, not only something that must precede it. This makes its advice practical for moments of indecision, work stress, and emotional depletion, or waiting to feel ready can become another form of avoidance. Thirdly, indecision and overwhelm treated as practical mental health problems. The book gives notable attention to states that are common, but often underexamined in popular mental health advice, especially indecision, overwhelm, and lack of motivation. These experiences are not presented merely as personality flaws or weak discipline. Instead, they are linked to stress, negative thinking patterns, and the cognitive burden created when too many demands compete for attention. This framing matters because it shifts the reader away from self-blame and toward problem-solving. If indecision is understood as a stress response, then the remedy is not simply to try harder, but to reduce the pressure around choosing and reconnect decisions to concrete goals. The book is designed for readers who may feel out of control even in ordinary situations, such as choosing between options, beginning a task, or responding to disappointment. By including these everyday forms of distress alongside anxiety and panic, Rimes broadens the scope of emotional self-management beyond crisis and into the recurring frictions of daily life. Fourthly, science-backed simplicity without a heavy clinical framework. The Instant Mood Fix uses the credibility of psychological research while avoiding the density of an academic or clinical manual. Rimes' background as a mental health researcher helps position the strategies as more than casual tips, but the book remains intentionally plain and brief. This balance is important to its identity. Many readers seeking help during stress do not want an extensive explanation of neurobiology, diagnostic categories, or therapeutic schools. They want something understandable enough to use immediately. The book therefore favors clarity, directness, and practical application over detailed evidence reviews. The limitation of this style is that readers looking for deep treatment of trauma, chronic anxiety disorders, or the causes of long-term distress may find it too compressed. Its strength, however, is accessibility. It lowers the barrier to using evidence-informed tools by presenting them in a format that can be consulted during difficult moments, rather than only studied when the reader is already calm. Lastly, short-term relief connected to longer-term resilience. Although the book is marketed around instant mood fixes, its underlying goal is not only temporary comfort. The recurring emphasis on reclaiming control, reducing avoidance, and acting in line with goals points toward resilience. Quick interventions can have longer-term effects when they interrupt patterns that otherwise repeat, panic leading to avoidance, stress leading to indecision, rejection leading to withdrawal, or low mood leading to inactivity. Each small successful response gives the reader evidence that difficult feelings can be handled without surrendering agency. The book also refers to the possibility of post-traumatic growth, suggesting that coping with adversity can contribute to stronger future functioning. This should be understood cautiously, not as a promise that suffering is beneficial, but as a framework for using difficult experiences constructively. The practical implication is that brief exercises are not isolated tricks. Used consistently, they can become habits of emotional regulation, making future episodes of anxiety or stress less likely to dominate behavior. In conclusion, the instant mood fix is best suited to adults who want brief, practical support for anxiety, stress, panic, procrastination, indecision, loneliness, or low mood. It will be most useful for readers who prefer direct strategies over lengthy theory and who want a book they can consult in the middle of emotional difficulty. Its benefits are mainly practical. It helps readers name common stuck states, interrupt avoidance, reduce self-blame, and take small goal-directed actions when feelings are intense. Intellectually, it also reinforces a useful principle of applied psychology: behavior, attention, and interpretation can be adjusted even before a mood fully changes. Compared with many self-help books in the anxiety and stress category, it stands out for its compact emergency remedy structure and its wide coverage of everyday emotional blocks. Not only classic anxiety symptoms, it is less appropriate as a substitute for therapy, diagnosis, or sustained treatment of severe mental health conditions. Its realistic value is as a portable toolkit for regaining steadiness in ordinary moments of distress. The combination of research-informed credibility, concise presentation, and immediate usability gives the book a clear position among accessible mental health guides. If you would like to support Olivia Ramies, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.